بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will have a class related to the secrets of Allah's mercy. And actually, last week we learned about Allah's will, and we learned that actually Allah's will is the only power in the universe, and Allah's mercy is a form of Allah's will. Okay, today inshallah we will continue to learn about Allah's mercy. We will start by learning about the definition of Allah's mercy or Allah's grace. Actually, Allah's mercy is the will of Allah to flow happiness and reassurance all the time in the deep inside of the spirit. That is to say, at the time of prosperity and at the time of adversity, you will be all the time feeling the feeling of happiness and reassurance and being content with Allah's decree. This is the definition of Allah's mercy. Okay? Now, from the verses of the Quran, we will learn about Allah's mercy from a lot of verses of the Quran, different verses of the Quran, inshallah, different chapters of the Quran, and then we will learn in details about the meaning of Allah's mercy from these verses of the Quran. So now we will start by learning about Allah's mercy as mentioned in the Holy Quran. We will start with Surah number 6, verse number 54. وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
When those who believe in Arya, proofs, evidence, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, etc., come to you, say, Salaamu Alaikum, peace be upon you. Your Lord has written, prescribe mercy for himself, so that if any of you does evil in ignorance, and thereafter repents and does righteous good deeds by obeying Allah, then surely he is oft forgiving, most merciful.
Okay. So actually, sisters, this is one form of the forms of Allah's mercy. But at the beginning, let us believe that Allah, our Lord, has prescribed mercy for himself. Okay, this is a very important Islamic rule to learn about it, and I will clarify it in full details, inshallah. So, number one, Allah has prescribed mercy for himself, and whoever actually did a bad deed and then ask Allah for repentance, Allah is the of forgiving and most merciful. Number two, we will read from Surah number 6, verse number 133. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. About Allah's mercy. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وربك الغني ذو الرحمة إن يشأ يذهبكم ويستخلف من بعدكم ما يشاء كما أنشأكم من ذرية قوم آخرين.
And your Lord is rich, free of all needs, full of mercy. If he wills, he can destroy you. And in your place, make whom he wills as your successors, as he raised you from the seed of other people.
Okay. So again, Allah the Almighty is teaching us that he is full of mercy and he has the power And he has the power to destroy us and to replace us by other people, as Allah is the one who created us from the seeds of other people. Okay, this is the power of Allah and the mercy of Allah. We will read again about Allah's mercy from Surah number 7, verse number 56. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين.
And do not do mischief on the earth after it has been set in order, and invoke him with fear and hope. Surely Allah's mercy ever near unto the good doers.
Again, Allah the Almighty is sending the message of hope to every believer, and this message of hope is that Allah's mercy is ever near unto the good doers. So we must be good doers so that Allah's mercy will be always very near to us. We will read also about Allah's mercy from the same chapter, chapter number 7, verse number 156. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون.
And ordain for us good in this world and in the hereafter. Certainly we have turned unto you. He said, as to my punishment, I afflict therewith whom I will, and my mercy embraces all things. That deeds. They will adopt that way, that is because they have rejected. Are you up?
Okay. You can read it from the start then.
Okay. And ordain for us good in this world and in the hereafter. Certainly we have turned unto you. He said, as to my punishment, I afflict therewith whom I will, and my mercy embraces all things. That mercy I shall ordain for those who are mutakun, the pious, and give zakat, and those who believe in our ayat, proofs, evidence, verses, lessons, signs, and revelations.
Okay. So Allah the Almighty is actually again sending for us the messages of hope in the Quran, in Surah number 7, verse number 156, as Allah is informing us that His mercy embraces everything. Okay? So there is no place in this life except that Allah's mercy is there, is around, is reaching it. Now we will read about Allah's mercy from Surah number 18, verse number 16. Surah number 18, Surah Al-Kahf. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 16. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذَا اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرُ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئُ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. Verse number 16.
The young men said to one another, and when you withdraw from them, and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will open a way for you from His mercy and will make easy for you your affair, i.e. He will give you what you need of provision and dwelling.
Okay. Actually, this is the story of those young men whom they escaped their people because the king was actually not believing in Allah, and he wants to punish them because they were believing in Allah. So Allah guided them to hide in the cave, and Allah sent to them that Allah the Almighty will open a way for them from His mercy inside the cave. Okay, so this is the proof that Allah's mercy embraces everything. Even inside the cave, you can find Allah's mercy. Okay, we will read now Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Surah number 24, verse number 14. Surah number 24, Surah An-Nur, verse number 14. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته في الدنيا والآخرة لمسكم فيما أفضتم فيه عذاب عظيم. Verse number 14.
Had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy unto you in this world and in the hereafter, a great torment would have torched you for that whereof you had spoken.
Actually, this is related to the people whom they were actually trying to upset Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, by saying bad words about his beloved wife Aisha. Accordingly, Allah the Almighty is clarifying that it is Allah's mercy that saved them from the torment which would have touched them because of what they had said or spoken about Aisha. So again, Allah the Almighty is clarifying that it is His mercy that can open actually a door of reassurance and happiness for the believers, and also it is His mercy that can save, you know, those whom they do the bad deeds from the great punishment of Allah. It is always Allah's mercy which is the way for happiness, for reassurance, and actually also to remove the the hardships. Okay, we will read a very important rule from the Quran related to Allah's mercy from Surah number 39, Surah Az-Zumar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 53. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Surah number 39, verse number 53.
Say, O Ibadi, my slaves, who have transgressed against themselves by committing evil deeds and sins, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Verily, Allah forgives all sins. Truly, He is oft forgiving, most merciful.
Actually, this is a glad tiding to all the Muslims and to all the people that Allah the Almighty forgives all the sins. So we are not supposed to despair of Allah's mercy. We must have the hope all the time that even if we transgress against ourselves, still there is a room for repentance, as Allah the Almighty, out of His mercy, forgives all the sins. We will learn more and more about this verse of the Quran in full detail, inshallah, with the coming classes related to Allah's mercy. We will read again now from Surah number 40, Surah Ghafir, verse number 7, to learn more about Allah's mercy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will read verse 6 and 7. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَكَذَلِكَ حَقٌّ. Verse 7. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم. Verse number 6.
Those angels who bear the throne of Allah and those around it glorify the praises of their Lord and believe in Him and ask forgiveness for those who believe in the oneness of Allah, saying, O Lord, You comprehend all things in mercy and knowledge, so forgive those who repent and follow Your way and save them from the torment of the blazing fire.
Okay. This is Allah, our Lord, the one who comprehends all things in mercy and knowledge. Now we will learn more about Allah's mercy in the life of the prophets. We will read from the chapter of the Quran, which is called the chapter of the prophets, chapter number 21. And we will read about one by one. We will start with verse number 71 to 75. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will read about Prophet Ibrahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In order, Prophet Lut, and how Allah the Almighty saved him out of his mercy, out of Allah's mercy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 21, verse number 74 and 75. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلُوطًا آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ تَعْمَلُ الْخَبَائِثَ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمَ سَوْءٍ فَاسِقِينَ وَأَدْخَلْنَاهُ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا إِنَّهُ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And remember Lut, we gave him hukm and knowledge, and we saved him from the town who practiced al-qabaya. Verily, they were a people given to evil and were fasikun, and we admitted him to our mercy. Truly, he was of the righteous.
We will read also about Allah's mercy and Prophet Ayyub, Job. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 21, verse number 83 and 84. الرحمن الرحيم وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أمسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And remember Ayyub when he cried to his Lord, "Verily, distress has seized me, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy." So we answered his call, and we removed the distress that was on him, and we restored his family to him, and the like thereof along with them, as a mercy from ourselves, and a reminder for all those who worship us.
So actually, sisters, we must all the time believe that Allah's mercy is the source of the relief of any hardship. We must all the time call on Allah to shower us with His mercy, because His mercy is the most important blessing for the believer in this worldly life. Allah's mercy is part of His will, and His mercy can change everything and can remove all the hardships and make all our dreams a reality, inshallah. Now, inshallah, we will learn in details about the meaning of Allah's mercy, and we will start by Surah number 6, verse number 12. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, number 6, verse number 12. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل لمن ما في السماوات والأرض لله كتب على نفسه الرحمة ليجمعنكم إلى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه الذين خسروا أنفسهم فهم لا يؤمنون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth? Say, to Allah, He has prescribed mercy for Himself. Indeed, He will gather you together on the day of resurrection, about which there is no doubt. Those who have lost themselves will not believe.
So actually, sisters, in this verse of the Quran, there is a very important Islamic rule, which is Allah has prescribed mercy for Himself. Okay, and in other tafsir, it is mentioned that Allah has committed Himself to bestow grace and mercy on all His servants. Okay, so we must believe that Allah, the owner and the creator of all the universe, out of His generosity and by His own will, okay, has committed Himself to bestow mercy and grace over all His servants. This means that grace and mercy provide the basic rules in his treatment and judgment over his servant in this life and in the hereafter. This is an Islamic rule, this is a Quranic rule which we must believe in. Whatever we don't like in Allah's decree, whatever we are not happy with Allah's decree, whatever we are questioning Allah's decree about, this is all wrong if you believe that it is Allah's mercy which actually is the rule of his treatment and judgment over his servants. For example, when I became sick, I was, sad for that sickness, and for some, for short time, I was having, a question, in spite of all my trials to obey Allah, I have this illness. But immediately, I remembered this verse of the Quran, which means that it is Allah's mercy, which is the rule of his treatment with his servant. This means that my illness or my sickness is a mercy from Allah. Okay? Whatever hardship we have in our worldly life, we must consider it a mercy from Allah. But, oh Allah, we don't consider it, as a mercy. We consider it as a hardship or trial, difficult times, loss. Okay? Because the answer is because we don't know and Allah knows. Okay? Out of the belief that I don't know and Allah knows everything, this is number one. And number two, the rule which we are learning today, that it is the grace and Allah's mercy which are the basic rules of his treatment with his servants. So this means that all Allah's decree is a mercy for his servants, but we don't know because we don't understand, because we don't know the unseen. But we must believe in this. When you believe that Allah's mercy is the basic rule for his treatment with everyone, you will accept all Allah's decree. You will never despair of Allah's mercy. You will be all the time looking for a light, in the darkness. Why? Because in reality it is not darkness. It is the mercy of Allah. And the light is there. Try to find it. Why I am supposed to find a light in every darkness? Because every darkness in reality is a mercy from Allah. Okay? So this is how the Quran is the source of the cure for the spirits. When I realize that, all Allah's decree is a mercy. For example, this very bad weather. Okay? It is too bad today. But still, it is a mercy from Allah. Maybe because, we are in great need of the rain. Okay? But we don't, evaluate everything correctly. Okay? Maybe this rain is very important. But for us, it is hardship. It makes life difficult. But in reality, it is a mercy for other creatures. Okay? So we must all the time be sure that whatever I have in my life is a form of Allah's mercy. It is not a form of Allah's punishment, or it is not, the Allah's decree which is always against me, which is always putting me in a difficult time, which is always preventing me from enjoyment, which is always against my dreams. Okay, better than every moment Allah is showering us with His mercy, and let us learn some of its main aspects, the aspects of Allah's mercy. Number one, our existence is out of Allah's mercy. You must all the time believe that we are here in this life out of Allah's mercy. Because Allah's mercy is the form of Allah's will. Okay? And the definition of Allah's mercy again, sister, it is the will of Allah to shower you, or it is the, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is the will of Allah, it is the will of Allah to flow happiness, reassurance, all the time in the deep inside of the spirit at the time of prosperity and at the time of adversity. Okay, this is the mercy of Allah. So number one, our existence is out of Allah's mercy. Number two, the noble position of mankind in relation to other creatures is out of Allah's mercy. We will read about this fact from Surah number 15, verse number 28 and 20. 29 and 30. بالله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني خالق بشرا من صلصال من حمأ مسنون فسويته ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين فسجد الملائكة كلهم أجمعون.
And remember when your Lord said to the angels, I am going to create a man from dried clay of altered mud. So when I have fashioned him completely and breathed into him the soul which I created for you, then fall down prostrating yourselves unto him. So the angels prostrated themselves, all of them together.
Actually, verse number 29 in Arabic, it means that, and when I have fashioned him completely and breathed into him from my spirit. You know, from Allah's spirit. Okay, Prophet Adam, this is related to Prophet Adam. Prophet Adam is created, okay, from the breath of Allah's spirit. Okay, and because of this breath, human beings, they have special situation on the earth. They are not like other creatures. Okay, mankind actually is the one who is in control of the universe. Okay, we are not like the animals. We are not like the plants. We are not like other creatures. Allah the Almighty honored and Allah the Almighty gave noble position to mankind out of this breath of him into Prophet Adam, the father of all the mankind. Okay? So this is out of Allah's mercy that he created the mankind to be actually the one who has the rule on, the one in control of the whole earth, and Allah the Almighty actually helped him to have this rule through helping him to learn the knowledge. We will learn more about Allah's mercy, but you must believe that when Allah fashioned Prophet Adam completely, he breathed into him from Allah's spirit. Okay? And from Prophet Adam, all the human beings, from Prophet Adam, his wife was created, okay, from his rib, and then from both of them, all the human beings were created. Okay? To know more about Allah's mercy, we must believe that it is the mercy of Allah to make all the resources and forces of the universe to be subservient to man. Okay, this is one of the special character of man, is that all the resources and the forces of the universe to be subservient to man. We will read from Surah number 14, verse 32, 33, and 34, to be sure that it is the mercy of Allah which gave to the mankind this noble position. Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse 32, 33 and 34. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل لما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah is He who has created the heavens and the earth and sends down water from the sky and thereby brought forth fruits as provisions for you. And He has made the ships to be of service to you, that they may sail through the sea by His command. And He has made rivers to be of service to you. And He has made the sun and the moon, both constantly pursuing their courses, to be of service to you. And He has made the night and the day to be of service to you. And He gave you of all that you asked for. And if you count the blessings of Allah, never will you be able to count them.
So you see, sisters, all the blessings of Allah are out of His mercy. Okay? No one can say to Allah, oh Allah, why you didn't give me what I am looking for? We cannot say this to Allah. Because whatever Allah is giving us, it is out of His mercy. He can give and He can prevent. He is the creator and He is the owner of everything. But Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us that He is making everything in the universe to be of service to mankind. Okay? Allah is mentioning about the sea, about the moon and the sun, the night and the day, all are actually of service to human being. When you think, sister, or when you try, you know, to have some time to evaluate the meaning of these verses of the Quran, you will feel that Allah is the most merciful, in reality. You know, our problem is that we don't have time to think of the universe around us. But when you feel that everything is for our service, this means that Allah is the most merciful with the human being. And Allah is mentioning, you know, that, and if you try to count Allah's blessings, you will not be able to count them. For example, what is going on today? You see, when we have good weather, we never say all praise to Allah. Normal. Good weather is normal. Bad weather is abnormal. Okay? But to say all praise to Allah, alhamdulillah, for the good weather, because this is a blessing, we never think it that way. We always think that the weather must be good every day. And when the weather is not good, we are questioning, why today we have bad weather? What is the problem? Where is the good weather? No, the good weather is not supposed to be the routine. The good weather is a blessing from Allah. The good weather is a form of Allah's mercy. Today, you know, Allah the Almighty is showing us that, you know, whatever we have as a routine is a form of His mercy. So we must be thankful to Him all the time. And this is the meaning that if you try to count Allah's blessing, you will not be able to count them, because one of Allah's blessing is to have a good weather. But we never consider the good weather one of Allah's blessings. We never consider to have the sun every day, you know, one of Allah's blessings. We never consider to have the rain, you know, in a moderate amount, to one of Allah's blessings. We are not counting Allah's blessings. We are not focusing on Allah's blessings. We are only focusing on, our hardship or what is missing. We are never focusing on what we have. We always focus on what we miss. And when you focus on what you miss, you will never feel Allah's mercy. Okay? So we must all the time, sisters, remind ourselves that Allah's blessings are actually, we will not be able to count Allah's blessings. When you wake up in the morning having a good health, this is a form of Allah's blessings. We are never thankful for the good health. But we are very upset when we are ill. You see, this is all the time the nature of the human being. Accordingly, Allah the Almighty is clarifying here that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that all the, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verily man is indeed an extreme wrongdoer, wrongdoer and oppressor. Oh, the human being or man is oppressor because always forget Allah's mercy. All the time you forget Allah's mercy. When you have your health, this is a form of Allah's mercy. When you have food, a form of Allah's mercy. When you have a house, a form of Allah's mercy. Husband, Allah's mercy. Kid, Allah's mercy. Good weather, Allah's mercy. When you have an appetite to eat, this is a form of Allah's mercy. There are a lot of patients whom they don't have any appetite. They are looking for appetite to eat the food, but they don't have appetite. You know, so all the time, sisters, we must remind ourselves that the blessings of Allah are uncountable. But it is the nature of the human being to forget about the blessings, to forget about Allah's mercy. If we remember the blessings, we will be thankful to Allah. We will feel His mercy. We will love Him and you will obey Him very simply. It will be very easy for you to obey Allah. Why? Because I feel His blessings all the time. I feel His mercy and I am in great need of His mercy. So to be showered with His mercy all the time, to receive His mercy all the time, I must be in a good relation with Him. I must love Allah. I must obey Allah. So this will be the motivation for you to have the best relation with Allah. When someone will ask you, what is the source of power in your life? What is the source of happiness in your life? What is the source of reassurance in your life? Allah, Allah, Allah. Why? Because Allah is the source of all the blessings in my life. How I can have this concept very clear in my spirit when I all the time be aware of Allah's blessings? All the time I remind myself with Allah's blessings. When I miss these blessings in a day with bad weather like today, I always say, oh Allah, maybe I did some, you know, sins, or I was not obeying you in a good way, and this is the punishment. You remove or you take away the good weather, and you are punishing us with this bad weather. Because the bad weather, you know, is a stress, form of stress. Today, while you are driving home back, you are under stress because of the bad weather. This is a form of Allah's punishment. Why? Because mostly we are not appreciating Allah's blessings. We are not feeling the mercy of Allah. Let us continue about the mercy of Allah, the forms of the mercy of Allah. It is Allah's mercy to grant man the ability to learn and to achieve knowledge. We will read now from Surah number 96, verse number 5, to learn about this ability to learn. Surah number 96, verse number 5. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He has taught us. I'll just read it from the from 1 to 5. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Aqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Read. In the name of your Lord who has created. He has created man from a clot. Read. And your Lord is the most gracious, generous, who has taught by the pen. He has taught man that which he knew not.
Actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty gave us the ability to learn, okay? And if you look to other creatures, they don't have this ability. This is a form of Allah's mercy to mankind, is that we have the mind and we can think and we can learn the knowledge, okay? Also, regarding the forms of Allah's mercy, it is through sending the messengers to guide to show guidance and the way to live the righteous life. We will read now from Surah number 16, verse number 36, to learn about this form of Allah's mercy. The messengers are a form of Allah's mercy to guide mankind to the guidance and to believe in the oneness of Allah. Surah number 16, verse number 36. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة نمبر 16 فيرس نمبر 36 ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت فمنهم من هدى الله ومنهم من حقت عليه الضلالة فسيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And verily we have sent among every ummah a messenger. Worship Allah and avoid taghut. Then of them were some whom Allah guided, and of them were some upon whom the straying was justified. So travel through the land and see what was the end of those who denied.
Again and again, sisters, we must consider messengers are as a form of Allah's mercy, because without messengers there will be no guidance on the earth. Okay? Regarding the messengers, we must believe that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a form of Allah's mercy, and the Quran is a form of Allah's mercy. Allah the Almighty, regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he mentioned him by his name as a form of Allah's mercy. We will read from Surah number 21, verse number 107, so that we can know and we can believe that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a form of Allah's mercy. Surah number 21, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 103. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And we have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but not as a mercy for the alameen.
Not but as a mercy.
Wait, okay. I was like, that's not right. We have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not but as a mercy for the alameen.
Yes, it's the translation. Okay. So again, sisters, we must believe that Prophet Muhammad actually is a mercy for the mankind, because Prophet Muhammad is the one who guided us Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to worship Allah the Almighty, the One, and Prophet Muhammad actually is the role model for the Muslims. Okay, Allah the Almighty mentioned in the Quran that we must pray, but Allah in the Quran didn't mention how to pray, how many times to pray. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the one who taught us how to pray and how many times to pray and everything related to prayer, related to fasting, related to Hajj, related to the belief in the oneness of Allah. All the practice in Islam is actually from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Accordingly, he is a form of Allah's mercy to the mankind. Also, the Holy Quran is a form of Allah's mercy to the mankind. This is mentioned in Surah number 17, verse number 82. الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة number 17 verse number 82 وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم and we sent down of the Quran that which is a healing and a mercy to those who believe and it increases the zalimun nothing but loss.
This is a very important fact related to the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran must be a source of healing and mercy to the believers. If you don't feel that the Holy Quran is having this role in your life, this means that your connection with the Holy Quran is not the correct one. Because actually this is the reality of the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is the form of healing and mercy to the hearts of the believers. How? The message of the Holy Quran is related to the belief in the oneness of Allah. When you believe in the oneness of Allah, as I will clarify now more and more inshallah, and we believe that everything in this life is run by Allah's will and Allah's mercy, you will not be in need of any human being. You will not be actually feeling that you are weak, or you are poor, or you are needy, or you are lonely. There will be no weakness in your spirit, because you will be all the time sure that everything is only up to Allah, and I am connected in the right way with Allah, so Allah will take care of me all the time. Allah will shower me with His mercy. I am in a good shape. I am not in need. I am strong, I am balanced psychologically out of my connection with Allah the Almighty. Okay, this is the source of the psychological strength, reassurance, stability. How I can have all these feelings? From the Holy Quran. You know, I was a pediatrician and I learned, you know, about, the theories of how to have psychology about, you know, how to stabilize yourself, okay, the sources of stability, okay. But then when I become closer to the Quran, I realize that the only source for the stability for the human spirit is through the right connection, the correct connection with the Lord of the heavens and the earth, Allah the Almighty, the direct connection. Okay, no one between me and Allah. Okay, only me and Allah. We can meet at any time, I can mention to him all the problems. I have the belief that all the power is only up to him. His will and only his will is controlling my life. His mercy will be the source of relieving of all my hardships. So in this life, I am only in need of Allah. And Allah mentioned in these verses of the Quran, which we just recite, that his mercy is near to the true believers. And his mercy embraces everything. So this means that I can actually feel Allah's mercy all the time. So long I am a true believer in His oneness, so long I am trying my best to obey Him, He will shower me with His mercy. So there is no possibility for me to be weak, to be lonely, to feel lonely, needy, okay? And or to be actually sad or to be in need of any human beings. You know, sisters, the spirit is always in need of the feeling that, you know, I am supported by a power. So long as there is a power to support the spirit will be in a good shape. Okay? So, if we believe that all the human beings are powerless and the only power is to Allah, and Allah, all the power will support you all the time, take care of you all the time, put an end for your hardship all the time, make your dreams a reality all the time. All this, a good feeling, you will have it when you have the direct connection with Allah the Almighty. So all praise to Allah in order to have a healthy spirit. In order to be motivated to live this life in the right way, I only need the direct, right connection with Allah, the Almighty. Alhamdulillah. This is very simple. I am not in need of actually asking the people to help me, asking the people to take care of me, asking the people to love me, to give me the good feelings, you know. Because actually, sisters, you must believe that every human being is having a shaitan inside him. Every one of us. Okay? So, one day I can be in a very good shape, and the other day maybe I am not in a good mood. Still I am a true believer. Still I am doing good deeds. But my mood is not stable all the time, because I am not an angel. I am having inside me good and bad. Both of them are inside every human being. So I cannot depend on any human being to be the source of my reassurance, stability and happiness. Because every human being is good and bad. And sometimes you are expecting the good and it is the day of the bad mood for that human being. Okay? The only one who can be the source of my reassurance, happiness, support, guidance, everything, the only one is Allah, the Almighty. You see? And this is the message of the Quran. Don't need anyone. Don't be in need of anyone. Don't feel that others can help you in any aspect. Only Allah can help you. So connect with Him correctly and be sure that He is with you all the time. And Allah doesn't die. Everyone dies. Everyone, you know, can change his plans with you. Maybe I am in a very good mood with my husband today, but something may happen and he will change all his plans with me. One day. I was not expecting this. I was totally dependent on my husband. This is how, you know, the Quran is the cure and healing. Don't have the support from any human being. Even your father, your mother, your husband, your kids, they are still human beings. They are powerless. They change. They change their points of view, you know, and even they change their manners. At any moment. Not expected for you. Okay? And this is the cause of the troubles in this life. Everyone is dependent, you know, on another human being. Okay? Most of the wives are expecting the best from their husbands. And when it happens that the husband will not be good, they will, you know, They will lose, you know, the self-confidence. They will lose the confidence in other human beings. Life is bad. Everything is bad. What can I do? My husband, the one whom I have all the hope that he is my life, the one who will take care of me all my life, it turned that he is not interested in me anymore and he gave me very hard time. How can I live my life? This can happen with your father, with your sister, with your kids, with anyone. But it never happened with Allah the Almighty. When you have the right direct connection with Allah the Almighty, Allah the Almighty, out of His mercy, will take care of you all the time, because Allah is the creator of all the good and all the mercy on the earth is 1/100 of Allah's mercy. You know, Allah the Almighty has, His mercy is divided into 100 parts. One part of these 100 parts, Allah put it on the earth. Out of all the love on the earth, all the love on the earth is out of this one part of the 100 of Allah's mercy. So, Allah is the most merciful. So, connect with Allah. When you connect with Allah, you will have the healing and you will feel His mercy all the time inside your spirit. If you feel the mercy of Allah inside your spirit, you will be all the time reassured that He will take care of me at any time and at any place and all the time. And this is the balance and this is the psychological stability which most of the human beings are looking for, and they cannot reach it nowadays. They cannot have it. Why? A lot of people are going to the psychologist. Why? Because they don't have psychological stability. They are lost. They are very lonely, or they lose hope, or they don't have a goal, or they don't know why we are living in this life. Everyone is not good. Everyone is not helping. You know, this feeling of despair. But when you have the Quran in your life in the right way, and you believe that the one is taking care of me, I will never, you know, feel the despair. I will never feel that I am lonely. I will never depend on any human being. I love my husband. I love my kids. I hope they will be in my life all the time. But they are not the source of my life. They are not the source of my health, my stability, my existence. No, Allah, the one, is the source of all these blessings. And Allah is alive, and Allah never died, and Allah is the most merciful. This is how, sisters, you feel Allah's mercy, and you love Allah, and you obey Him, and you connect with Him. So long you are connecting with Him in the right way, this equals to, you are showered with His mercy. Now we will learn one verse of the Quran, inshallah. Before learning about this verse of the Quran, actually, I want to continue with you regarding the forms of Allah's mercy in our life. The next form of Allah's mercy in our life is that Allah forgives the man's sins every time he repents to Allah. This is a form of Allah's mercy, that Allah will forgive all our sins so long we repent to Him. Okay, actually we read this verse of the Quran, but let us read it again, Surah number 39, verse number 53, so that you never feel despair of Allah's mercy, because Allah forgive all the sins. Surah number 39, verse number 53.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل لعبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
Say, O Ibadi, who have transgressed against themselves, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Truly He is oft forgiving, most merciful.
See, sister, this is the reality of Allah's mercy. Allah, the Almighty, forgives all the sins. This is Allah, and this is the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all the sins in spite of the fact that He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Okay, and He has the power not to forgive and the right not to forgive any sins. This is Allah forgives all the sins. Now try to remember about the human beings. Are the human beings forgiving the sins to each other?
Muslimu. You see, this is how you can compare Allah's mercy with the mercy of the human beings. Human beings have no power, but they don't forgive. Allah has all the power, but He is forgiving all the things. Also, regarding Allah's mercy, we must learn that Allah rewards the good deed at least 10 times of its values, and He may increase the reward for whom He wills. We will read now from Surah number 6, verse number 160, to learn about the reward of the good deeds. When you do a good deed, out of His mercy, He will reward you 10 times and more and more. Okay? This is the mercy of Allah, so that He is encouraging us to do the good deeds. Try to reflect why Allah is encouraging us to do the good deeds. Because He is the most merciful. Because He wants us to be in the paradise. Because He wants to actually not to punish us in the hellfire. This is the proof that He is the most merciful. We will read from Surah number 6, verse number 106. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Whoever brings a good deed shall have 10 times the like thereof to his credit, and whoever brings an evil deed shall have only the recompense of the like thereof, and they will not be wronged.
Okay. You see, sister, the good deed will be multiplied by 10, but the bad deed is one bad deed. Okay? Also, we must learn that Allah the Almighty, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, He made the good deed to erase the bad ones. Okay? When you will do good deeds, they will erase your bad deeds. Okay? We will read from Surah number 11, verse number 114. All what we are learning from the Holy Quran is a proof that the Holy Quran is the source of healing and mercy. Because all this message regarding Allah's mercy is mentioned in the Holy Quran. So this means that the Holy Quran is the book of the mercy and healing. Okay, Surah number 11. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 11, verse number 114. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna al-hasanat yuthibna al-sayyi'at. Zalika zikra lil-dhakirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And perform as-salat at the two ends of the day and in some hours of the night. Verily the good deeds remove the evil deeds. That is a reminder for the mindful.
Okay, so now, sister, let us learn about the importance of Allah's mercy in details in our worldly life so that we can appreciate Allah's mercy and we can appreciate being believer in Allah's oneness. We will read now from Surah number 35, verse number 2.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما افتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Whatever mercy Allah may grant to mankind, none can withhold it, and whatever He may withhold, none can grant it thereafter. And He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.
This means, sister, that the gates of Allah's mercy is only up to Allah. This means that when Allah will open for you a gate of mercy, you will find this mercy in every situation, in everything, in every condition, in every place. Okay, you will find it in yourself, in your feelings, all around you. And also, if Allah withhold His mercy from anyone, you will miss it in everything, in every situation, in every place, and in every condition. And let us look to the word, sister. This is the meaning of Allah's mercy. A hardship with Allah's mercy is a favor. A favor without Allah's mercy is a hardship. Any worldly enjoyment without Allah's mercy is misery. Any problems with Allah's mercy is ease. Now I will prove to you this equation so that you will be all the time looking for Allah's mercy, calling on Him to shower you with His mercy, believing that the mercy of Allah is the source of the happiness and the real happiness in this worldly life. And you cannot have this mercy except through your connection with Allah, the only Lord of the heavens and the earth. I will give you now the examples of what I mentioned now in this equations. Number one, regarding the wealth. You can have the wealth and you can have Allah's mercy with the wealth, and you can have the wealth without Allah's mercy. Okay? How can I have the wealth with Allah's mercy? Okay? When I am a true believer in His oneness and I am obeying His commands, He will shower me with His mercy, as He mentioned in the Quran, that His mercy is near to those whom they are doing the good deeds. Okay? So now we will have two human beings. One of them is a true believer doing good deeds, inshallah, showered with Allah's mercy, he had a wealth. Okay? Accordingly, his wealth will be a source of enjoyment and comfort. Why? Because his wealth is accompanied by Allah's mercy. Okay? He is actually collecting the wealth from a legal way. Okay? Because he is obeying Allah. Okay, so this is legal wealth. He is spending the wealth, okay, according to the legal ways. Okay, so the wealth will be, inshallah, a source, you know, to buy a house or to buy a car or for the education of the kids. Okay, and this means that it will be a source of comfort and enjoyment. You are enjoying your wealth. Why? Because it is a legal wealth. I'm spending it in the legal ways, okay? And also, you will enjoy your wealth, okay? And your wealth, you will spend from that wealth for the sake of Allah. It will be your way to the paradise. So if you have a wealth plus Allah's mercy, it will be the source of your enjoyment and comfort in the worldly life, because it is all related to what is legal. You are away from anything illegal. Okay? And this wealth, inshallah, will be your way to the hereafter. You are spending for the sake of Allah and you are giving the charity to the poor people. Let us have the other person who is having a lot of wealth and he is missing Allah's mercy. Why he is missing Allah's mercy? Either he is not believing in Allah's oneness, or he is a Muslim but not obeying the commands of Allah. So he is missing Allah's mercy. He will collect his wealth from any way, legal or illegal. Okay, this is number one. Number two, he will be all the time, okay, feeling the envy of other people in relation to his wealth. Okay, he will never feel the comfort and he will never feel that this wealth is a source of enjoyment. Because, you know, when you are away from Allah, you are all the time worried about your wealth, worried about the other people. They are always looking to me. They have the envy to my wealth. They want me to lose my wealth. You know, your heart is not, that person is not having the clean heart, okay, of the one who is in correct and direct relation with Allah. And again, sisters, because you are revered sisters, okay, this is the most important to learn about Islam, okay, is that Islam is the submission to Allah. Okay, when you feel that all my matters are only up to Allah, and I can be showered by His mercy all the time if I obey Him, okay, you will be all the time motivated to obey Him, to love Him, to be in contact with Him, to be protected by Him. When you actually, you know, I am trying to live this life. When you ask me, Sister Mona, you are not worried about tomorrow. You are not worried about your health, about your husband, about your kids, I tell you, as a human being, I am worried about everything. Not about tomorrow. I am worried about today. About this second. I am worried. Yes, because I am a human being, weak, helpless, powerless. But it is only my connection with Allah which is protecting my spirit against that worry, fear, sadness, depression. Only this connection. Without this connection, I will be in a very, very bad shape. You can't imagine. Because, you know, my personality is the personality which is always worried. You know, I am a task person. This is my personality. So I am looking for my daughter to study, my husband to be in a good shape, my health to be good. All the time I am looking for the tasks. How I will get these tasks or make it alone? I cannot make anything. Maybe, you know, my daughter will not, my husband will not. What can I do? You know, I will start to be worried and to have the feeling of fear. And fear, sister, is the, you know, number one enemy to the spirit. Fear is one number one enemy to your immune system, to your health, to your body, to everything. How can I escape the feeling of fear, okay, in this worldly life? Maybe my husband will change his point of view regarding continuing life with me. Maybe. I don't know. I am not sure. It can happen at any moment. Maybe we will lose, you know, what we have. Maybe I will lose. Maybe it's from shaitan. He is all the time, you know, pressurizing every human being. Maybe. This is the worry. This is the doubt. This is the fear. This is the sadness. How can I escape all of this and focus on, you know, my trust, my responsibilities in this worldly life, and also be guided? I want to follow the right path. How? The only way is to be connected with the source of all the power, Allah. This is the only way. You know, I tried to think of all the ways. There is no way. And actually, this is the secrets of Allah. Allah the Almighty keep for Himself, you know, the reassurance, the happiness, tranquility, and peace. You cannot get all this feeling except from Him. Through the connection with Him. I can have the car, I can have the people, I can have everything, but still, I have a lot of fear. I am not stable. I never feel tranquility. And actually, I have one of my close relatives, all praise to Allah, she is extremely rich. Extremely rich. She has 6 Mercedes cars, you know. Yes, like this. Extremely rich. But for the last 25 years, she is under 2 antidepressants. And they are increasing the doses and changing the medications, and very big problem. Why? Because of the fear. Whenever she will leave her house and she is in the car with the driver, Mercedes 2012, yes, after 5 minutes, she will start to feel fear. Back home, immediately. I will die in a second. Take me. And she will start to cry. Yes, take me home. When she will be at home, she will start to relax, gradually. Okay? She is all the time like this. Then she had a problem with sleeping. She's not sleeping well. So she will start to be panic again at night. You see? If you see her in her Mercedes 2012, you will say, wow, real happiness. No happiness at all. All the time she is in these feelings. Panic, worried, fear, upset. Except, you know, 1 hour after taking the antidepressant, they will stabilize her for 1 or 2 hours. Then she is totally lost. So, you know, I learned from her situation and from other situation, people whom they have, you know, the best prestige, the best of everything. Never. They never feel the tranquility, the peace, reassurance, calmness. You only have these feelings when you are connected with the one who has all the power, because this is Allah. He kept for himself the sources of the stability of the human spirit. The human spirit will never be stable, will never be in comfort, will never be in ease, except when this spirit is connected with the one who created that spirit, Allah, the one, the Almighty. So if you are looking for these feelings, sister, okay, try to have this connection with Allah. This is the blessings of being a Muslim. This is the blessings of believing in one God. This is Islam, this is the belief, this is the religion, this is the Quran. This is the message of the worldly life. In worldly life, we are looking for these feelings. If you have reassurance, if you are content with Allah's decree, if you have tranquility, you are the happiest person on the earth. Maybe you are not rich, maybe you are not healthy 100%, but your spirit is the happiest spirit on the earth. And the most important for the human beings nowadays, okay, is the spirit. If the spirit is not in a good shape, the body will not be in a good shape. The functions will not be in a good shape. Everything will not be in a good shape. And now all the medicine is after the spirit. What is going on? You know, this is the worry, upset, sadness, depression. This is the cause of the pressure on the immune system. This is the cause of the autoimmune diseases, cancer, whatever human beings are suffering. It is all because of your spirit. Okay? How I can have the happy spirit, the stable spirit, only and only when me, my spirit, connect with him. Not through any human being. No, your spirit and Allah. When you connect with him, the one who cured, the one who created your spirit is the one who can cure your spirit. Okay? Other people, they don't know your spirit. Only Allah knows your spirit. You have a spirit which is different from my spirit. You have, you know, limitations which are different from my limitation. You have powers which are different from me. You know, everyone is different. Who knows, you know, about us more than we know about ourselves? Allah, the one who created us. Okay? And this is related to the mercy of Allah. Allah the Almighty will shower you with the mercy which you need. Okay? For example, for me, I am always worried about my kids. Allah will shower me with the mercy related to my kids, because I am always, for example, worried about them. I am not worried about myself at all. My health is not good, no problem. You know, I am getting old, no problem. Whatever, no problem. But I am, my main concern is my kids, okay, and my husband. Inshallah, Allah, out of his mercy, will make this issue easy for me. Why? Because he knows that this is the pressurizing issue in my life. Okay? Other people will not think it over. They will tell me, Mona, you look good and everything is good. Why you are not in a good shape? They don't know me. Only Allah knows me. So, you know, sisters, I am trying to clarify to you the mercy of Allah, that he guides you to believe in him. I don't care, you know, for the world to be Muslims, to be true believers, whatever. This is not the issue. The issue is that you connect in the right way with the Lord of the heavens and the earth. This is the blessing, this is the mercy of Allah, this is the favor which Allah chooses you, you know, to have that favor. So, in reality, be very thankful to Allah that you, Allah makes you to change your religion. And because of that, you are double rewarded. Okay? And inshallah, on the day of judgment, Allah the Almighty will forgive all your sins. You have a special situation with Allah the Almighty, more better than our situations as born Muslims. So I want you all the time to have these feelings. This will give you a lot of psychological support. I am chosen by Allah for His mercy. I am chosen by Allah for His forgiveness. I am chosen by Allah for His blessings. Allah, the only power in this life, loves me, chooses me, will shower me with all what I need. Okay, this is the cure for any psychological problem. And all praise to Allah. Allah is showering you with all of this. So you must appreciate it. You know, sister, this is actually the message, my message to all the revered sisters. They are not appreciating that Allah the Almighty chooses you. You only. She only. She only. Allah didn't choose all the human beings for this. You are chosen by Allah. So try to know Allah. Try to become close to Him. Try to learn the Quran so that you get the benefit, you know, of being close to Him. When you are close to Allah, Allah the Almighty will shower you with the feelings which you are in great need of. But the problem is to come close to Him. And because of that, sisters, you know, I want you, for the sake of Allah, not for me, Allah knows, to try to attend these classes so that you get the benefit of being a revered sister. Otherwise, the revered sister just become revered and they never know the message of the Quran in reality. In reality. You know, I am now teaching, you know, the revered sisters here in Houston for more than 6 years. I have the sister to attend for 1 or 1.5 years, then they disappear. Then another group for 2 years and they disappear. Okay? If you appreciate the message, you will never miss, you know, to learn the message. Because when you learn what I am teaching you, you will have the psychological support. Every human being is in need of the psychological support every day, every minute. How you will have it? If you don't have a source of psychological support, you are a Muslim by name, like most of the Muslims. Why most of the Muslims are not happy? They were supposed to be very happy. They were supposed to be stable, successful. You know why? Because they don't have the connection with Allah all the time. Allah is the source of all the blessings. Allah is the source of the mercy. Okay, sister, so try to have these feelings. Try to have it all the time in your spirit. I am very special to the Lord. He is with me all the time. He loves me. He chooses me. He will never leave me alone. He will shower me with His mercy. You learn about the mercy of Allah. All this life, okay, is, you know, run by Allah's mercy. And He chooses you. And He will take care of you. So try to get this message. Try to receive it. Because when you will receive it, you will become closer to Him. You need to become closer to Allah. Otherwise, on the Day of Judgment, you are like the born Muslims, Muslims by name. You will not receive anything. Because Islam is not to receive the reward without belief, without learning the message, without doing good deeds. How you will do good deeds if you don't know the message? How you will come close to Allah if you don't know who is Allah? No knowledge. Unfortunately, most of the Muslims, most of the revert whom I met over the last 6 years, they are not all the time interested to learn the knowledge of the Quran. So why you become a Muslim? You must question yourself. What is your intention? If your intention to become a Muslim is to learn the message of the Quran and to have Allah as the only Lord in your life, okay, so you must learn. If you don't learn, this will give a big question mark about your intention. Maybe you become a Muslim to marry. Yes, mostly. To tell you the truth, those whom they become Muslims to marry, they will not receive double the reward. Those whom they will receive double the reward, whom they change the religion for the sake of believing in one God, for the sake of learning the message of that God, for the goal of obeying the commands of the Quran. But if I become a Muslim because I want to marry someone, then I married him and that's it. I attended some classes for 6 months and that's it. Do you learn anything about the message of the Quran? No. Do you know about Allah's mercy? No. Do you know the will of Allah? No. Do you know the good deeds? No. Do you know your trust and your responsibility in the worldly life as a true believer? No. But I will receive double the reward because I change my religion. No? To receive double the reward, you must have the spirit which you deserve to receive double the reward. This is the spirit of the true believer in the oneness of Allah. This is the spirit which he deserves the paradise. In the paradise, there will be only those whom they deserve the paradise, the spirits which deserve the paradise. This is the spirits of the true believers in Allah's oneness, the spirits which receives Allah's mercy in the worldly life. Accordingly, they deserve Allah's mercy in the hereafter, sisters. And again, I want to clarify to you that when you are close to Allah, you are receiving Allah's mercy. You are protected by Allah. Allah is taking care of you. Alhamdulillah, you are in the best shape. Maybe you don't have the wealth, maybe you don't have the prestige, maybe you don't have anything in this worldly life from outside. But from inside and in reality, you are the best human being on the earth. You must be sure of this. So I want you, sister, all the time to be thankful that Allah chooses you for, you know, being true believers. You know, because Islam is submission. I don't know we are submitting to Allah in reality or not. But true believer is to believe in His oneness, to have the direct connection with Him, to try to receive His mercy, to love Allah, and Allah to be the most beloved for you in this life, because He is the source of the blessing and mercy. And Allah, the Almighty, is the one, okay, taking care of me. You know, sisters, when I wake up at night to pray, because when you wake up at night and you pray and you do so good like this, this is the closest position to Allah at night, because Allah will come down in the last third of the night calling who is awake, okay, to do supplication for me, I will answer. Who is asking forgiveness, I will forgive. So the best time to be close to Allah is, you know, just before Fajr prayer, the last third of the night, and while you are down in the sujood. You know, sisters, when I wake up for that time, I always say to Allah, "Oh Allah, I am calling on you, because there is none except you." You know, sister, this is the most important source of comfort for the spirit. I am calling on the one, the only one. I am very close to you. You are the only one. I am mentioning to you my problem, because you are the only one who can solve it. So long I succeeded to connect with you while you are in the closest position to me, so long I am sincere with you, this is enough for my spirit. After this prayer, you can't imagine, sister. You can actually face any trouble in this life, because I am not alone. The one whom I met at 4:30 is the one who has the power to solve the problem and to take care of all the human beings in my life. This is none of my business. This is His business. My business is to believe in Him, to meet Him, to give Him, handle to Him my problems while I am praying. This is at night or at any other prayer. But the best is the night prayer when Allah is down. But in any other prayer, while you are down in sujood, this is the closest position to Allah. Talk to Allah for everything and anything. Because if there is a solution, it will be through Him only. Okay, so get the benefit of the connection with Allah. This is actually, sisters, the mercy of Islam as a religion. You know, I am clarifying to you these sisters because I want you to get the benefit of being revered sisters. Not just by name, I am a revered sister, I will have double the reward, I am close to Allah, I am a believer. No, you didn't receive anything. You didn't receive the mercy of Allah. So try to receive it, sister, so that inshallah you will love Allah more. You will be more closer to Him. When you are more closer to Allah, you can face any hardship in this worldly life. You will never feel weak or alone or in need, because Allah can do everything.
Too much in the media about being dissatisfied. All the songs on the radio from when you wake up. There's no slow, soft music so you wake up easy. They start with the discontent immediately, and it's so loud, it's so strong. You know, so these sisters that are converting, they're still looking at the television and reading the magazines and everything, and so discontent is their way of life.
Yes.
If they're not unhappy, they don't understand what's going on. You know, so it's hard for them to commit to the idea that, happy. You can be happy, and that's okay.
This is the issue. That's okay.
Yeah. I'm just, that's it. That's all I can say.
Okay, so let us make the dua, and let us continue next week, inshallah. Isn't it this? It's not.
My friend gave this to me when I took Shahada. Actually, she waited.
It's really nice.
Yeah, this was hers, and she crocheted it herself for her friend. She gave it to me, and she put, I was having a really bad day, and she was waiting for the right moment to do this, and she put on the bookmark she gave me, 4613, and told me to read it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, she's really pretty.
Let me check 4613. Who is this sister? She is here in Houston?
Yeah. She's actually one of my neighbors.
She is a revered sister?
Yes.
She's a revered sister.
Yes.
4613? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yes, you can read it in English for the sister.
4613. Verily those who say, our Lord is Allah, and therefore stand firm on the Islamic faith of monotheism. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve.
That's just nice. Appropriate for today.
Yes, I agree with you. No fear. Alhamdulillah. Okay, let us make the dua, sisters. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. We pray on Allah to make the weather good for every one of us and to reach home safely, inshallah, and to see you in the best shift next week, inshallah, together, inshallah. Okay, sister.
I really like this crown.
I've never seen that one before.
Yeah?
It's huge.
It goes into descriptions of the context on each of the...
الو انا حبيبتي عملت ايه في الجو ده
طب السلام عليكم الحمد لله رب طب قول ان شاء الله ما تجيب السلامه
والله حصل لي وذلك على طول. نعم.